Good morning. Locally dense fog has formed across a large part of interior New York and New England overnight and early this morning, lowering visibilities down to a quarter mile or less. So leave yourself some extra time as the commute this morning could be on the slower side due to reduced visibility. Moisture in the air from yesterday's showers and temperatures dropping back into the 40s overnight, helping produce the fog. However, with the sun coming up and drier air building in, it looks like the fog will start to dissipate, and by about mid-morning, the visibility should improve and will return to partly to mostly sunny skies during the day with high pressure building in, and it'll be dry into the afternoon with high temperatures reaching into the lower and middle 60s. The next storm system will head in our direction overnight. Skies will remain clear, though, and temperatures will drop back into the lower to mid-40s. Clouds will increase during the day on Tuesday in advance of this next system. It'll be dry for most of the day. However, showers will become increasingly more likely through mid and late afternoon, with daytime highs reaching to about 60. The brunt of the rainfall with this next front and low pressure wave will be overnight Tuesday night. Still, there is the risk of some leftover showers early on Wednesday morning, especially in New England, before the whole system tracks well off to the east. So gradually, the weather will improve during the day on Wednesday, with partial sunshine returning in the afternoon and high temperatures reaching into the lower 60s. High pressure will then build in, keeping it dry on Thursday with mostly sunny skies back into the lower 60s before another front slides in from the north with just the risk of a few showers on Friday, otherwise partly sunny skies with highs back into the mid-50s. Behind this front, it'll dry out for the upcoming weekend with a mix of sun and clouds both days. Highs will be in the lower 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a low-pressure system entering the northern plains is forecast to strengthen and continue to move into the upper Midwest by tomorrow morning. As it does, a potent cold front will move across the Tennessee and lower Mississippi valleys. Severe thunderstorms and heavy rain are possible along this cold front, mainly from northeast Texas into the Ohio Valley. The Storm Prediction Center has issued a slight risk for severe thunderstorms in these areas. Hazards associated with these thunderstorms include damaging winds, large hail, and even a couple of tornadoes will be possible, along with the potential for some flash flooding. Farther north, showers and gusty winds will be found across the Midwest and Great Lakes as the system enters the region. Meanwhile, critical fire weather is in place across the southern high plains in southern California. Gusty winds and low humidity will lead to a higher risk of wildfires and promote conditions for wildfires to spread. As a result, red flag warnings are in effect. At Mount Washington this morning, 70 miles visibility with mostly clear skies and 37 degrees with a west wind at 13 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 2 below 0. In Albany on the hour, a quarter mile visibility in fog, 46 degrees, the dew point 44, 93% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 30.10 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 101 degrees at Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of 5 at Berthoud Pass, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy in the mid-60s, Boston increasing sunshine in the lower 60s, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 54 degrees, the low 34, the average temperature 44, that's 4 degrees below normal. 0.04 of an inch of rain yesterday, 5.38 inches now for the month, which is 2.96 inches above normal, and 36.59 inches for the year, which is 4.72 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 58 degrees, the average low, 38, the record high, 81, set in 1979, and the record low, 17, in 1972. Sunrise this morning, 7:15 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:04 p.m. 10 hours and 49 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 60s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, becoming mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, increasing clouds with late-day rain likely and highs close to 60. Showers on Wednesday morning giving way to increasing sunshine in the lower 60s. Mostly sunny, lower 60s on Thursday. Mostly cloudy on Friday with the risk of a few showers in the mid-50s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 50s on Saturday. And mostly sunny in the lower 50s again on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.